Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Drake London, is he a top 24 wide receiver in 2022 and beyond because of his landing spot to Atlanta? We're here to talk about that today on the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, if you are anybody who has seen me on the mic before, you might recognize the man to the left of me. His name is Sky Gawasco, who will be joining me weekly with Razzball, and we're going to be dropping knowledge for you guys all summer long into the season. But Sky, introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who you are and what you're going to be doing here at Razzball.
What up, Razzball team? It's an absolute honor, Bob, to be on with you here and kicking off the fantasy football side of things with Razzball. Of course, everybody knows the baseball side of things with Razzball. Many sports here, but we get into fantasy football, you and me. We've been connected for quite a while, and it's an honor to be on your show. My man, my name is Sky Guasco. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, SkyGuasco, host of the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. We've been bringing fantasy football to the podcast world, the YouTube world for 5 years. Bob's been on the show for the last couple, and now we got a big transition. So very honored to be here, man. Super excited that the NFL draft is now behind us. Dynasty season's on fire. Best ball's on fire. We're talking ball, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, so today's episode and all our episodes in the month of May are going to be NFL draft recaps, evaluating the players who landed in the best landing spots, wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, you name it. Oh, my. Today's episode is, of course, the hottest name of all, Drake London to the Atlanta Falcons. Talk about a landing spot opportunity. Me and Sky are going to break that down in a moment, but here is a quick quiz for you, Sky. There were 6 wide receivers drafted as rookies last year, the top 180. How many of those 6 actually outkicked their ADP?
Oh, that's a great question. For total transparency, I'm not prepared for this, which is best for pop quizzes. Let's see. Off top, 1, 2... I'm going to say 3 of them.
That is correct. You win yourself a prize. Only 50%. So, hey, the guys we're going to be talking about in the next month are basically coin flips that'll kick their ADPs, which is why at the end of this episode, me and Sky are going to look at the ADP and tell you if we should draft these guys. So, Sky, let's get into it. Tell the people what you learned about Drake London, the Falcons, the landing spot, and everything they need to know for redraft, dynasty, whatever you think is best.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to give a shout out to one of our mutual friends here, Brian Leach of the Commish Fantasy Football Dynasty podcast. Give him a shout out right away because he was really one of the few people in the fantasy industry that truly had Drake London as the number one wide receiver off the board. Many folks, me included, had Treylon Burks, which we'll talk about another time, and rightfully so. But man, you can't go wrong with Drake London. The only hiccup is going to be the situation, which we'll get into here in a second. But talking about the player himself, 6'5", 210. For anybody unfamiliar, didn't maybe see the draft or isn't breaking these guys down the way that Bob and I do. NFL player comp, think Mike Evans. Think your boy Kenny Golladay, Mike Williams, right? You're thinking a big body, go up and get it, red zone threat type wide receiver. Now, the big question is the difference between those guys and a DK Metcalf or Julio Jones is Julio Jones and DK Metcalf can also outrun everybody on the field. Drake London, probably not that guy. Now, he has great speed because he has a huge gait, obviously, when he gets running. So he has great speed in general, but not quite the acceleration that I think wins in the NFL. The big The big bonus here with Drake London, in my opinion, is the first wide receiver as the player itself versus the landing spot. Coming out as a junior, right? We love that. Also, still just 20 years old. He only played 8 games before a pretty significant ankle injury, which, of course, we don't like guys coming in with an ankle injury, but it wasn't a torn ACL. It wasn't a torn Achilles. So we like that. He should be ready to go. 88 receptions, Bob, in 8 games. Let's quick math here for you. That's more than 10 catches on average per game at USC, 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. So if you extrapolate that over 12, 13 games of a college football season, of course, they play a few short, you're looking at 100 receptions easy, 12 to 1,300 yards, double-digit touchdowns. This kid's a beast. Now, I will say this. I'm a Pac-12 guy. I watch a lot of Pac-12 football. The Pac-12 is not the SEC, all right? You talk about a guy like Treylon Burks. He's in the SEC, totally different competition. Pac-12 is known for their offense, not for their defense. So the competition is much different when you translate to the NFL. But again, big body receiver, can go up and get it. He's going to contest catches. He's a great red zone threat. I love that about Mike Williams, Mike Evans, as I mentioned, Kenny Golladay. Now, the big issue might unfortunately be my boy, Marcus Mariota. Can he come back after a couple of years, basically not playing very much? Is there going to be actual competition with Cordarrelle Patterson, who last year took the fantasy world by storm, playing that hybrid wide receiver running back role? Is he going to play more running back because they frankly haven't addressed that in Atlanta yet? Or is he going to be still a wide receiver? Then, you have Kyle Pitts, the all-world tight end, drafted top 5 last year. So what are the Falcons going to look at? They also brought in Desmond Ridder, a middle-round quarterback for the draft. If Marcus slips up, they'll bring in the rookie there. But either way, I really think Drake London has an opportunity to come in right away and be the alpha wide receiver there in Atlanta. And I'm excited for him, man. In rookie drafts, I'm all about him. Redraft, I'm just going to have to kind of wait as the summer develops and see how he unfolds. But I'm really excited about this kid. My only concern is when he plays a guy like Marshawn Lattimore or Stephon Gilmore, somebody like that within his division that's going to beat him up at the line of scrimmage. I'm a little concerned about his acceleration to get by those guys in the NFL. But if he does, he's going to be a problem.
So first of all, Drake London, when I saw his player comps, what I want to do in my entire series, I'm going to talk about who do the player profile who does all the measurables. They look at the history of the player dominance in college, and they compile all this data and they give us player comps. So I was interested to see what that came from. They compared him to, ironically, Mike Evans and Marcus Colston. So those two guys had very good rookie seasons. Both guys averaged 15.8 and 16.3 PPR points per game. Why is that important? Because we want to know if Drake London is going to start, meet his ADP, out kick his ADP, and based on the comps, and right there, sounds like he can. The second step is understanding the opportunities. No Calvin Ridley, no Russell Gage, no Hayden Hurst. Now, those are pretty prominent guys last year that got a lot of targets. Now, based on my analysis, which I'll be breaking out on Razzball.com later this year, my opportunity analysis, 190 available opportunities. That is not including, Kyle Pitts already got his. That's not going to be included Kyle Pitts. So Kyle Pitts can still get his, and there's 190 available opportunities. So the opportunities are there. Then you look at the depth chart, right? Outside of Kyle Pitts, we're talking Auden Tate, Olamide Zaccheaus. Hello. Well, let me try to say that 10 times fast. Probably can't. Cordarrelle Patterson is probably realistically his second toughest option in the passing game. And then you have Damian Williams, too, with Mike Davis now gone. So my final thing is, all right, knowing all this information, the competition's not there. The opportunity is there. How has Marcus Mariota fared with number one wide receivers in his career? 2015, Kendall Wright, absolute disaster. Wide receiver 60, 99.7 points per game, not great. But then Rashad Matthews comes in 2016, wide receiver 23, 13.3 points per game. This is all PPR. 2017, again, 11.2, wide receiver 35. Corey Davis, wide receiver 38. So just looking at where this range is, probably low-end wide receiver 2 to low-end wide receiver 3. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That's going to take me to understanding where I could probably draft him in drafts. Now, he's going to rise, obviously, up draft boards. As soon as OTAs come out, he's the number one. As soon as you see the headline, Drake London, number one target, he's going to skyrocket. But I think understanding realistic outcomes is really important for us. So now knowing all this, Sky, let's break down his ADP. So first off, I've taken – this is very, very – this isn't like – don't take this as gospel. But this is like the last 7 days of ADP It's like a half a dozen. It's like a dozen drafts or something. It's not a lot. Best ball 10 ADP, because that's what's happening right now. Currently today, he's going wide receiver 40, 88th overall. His counterpart on his own roster, Kyle Pitts, tight end 3, 30th overall. So knowing the ADPs of these guys, what's your thoughts? Are you drafting him? Are you not? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's going to come down. And we're talking redraft right now, but because in Dynasty, it's a whole other deal with rookie drafts and all that. For redraft purposes, two different conversations, of course, with Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is going to be a tight end situation. If you want to go that early, lockdown tight end, I think he's worth it. Drake London, again, it's going to come down. Is he that true number one? I think he will be, because the Falcons know that Cordarrelle Patterson, first of all, he's getting up there in age, period. Secondly, he hadn't done much in the NFL with any consistency outside of special teams until last year, and he was only forced into that role because Mike Davis, who, by the way, has been released at this point, was not able to shoulder the load last year. They had no other, you know, once Calvin Ridley went down, Julio was gone. They had no other options in that offense overall. Kyle Pitts wasn't quite ready. Matt Ryan was declining. So I do think that Drake London will be that number one. When he is, yes, I would be excited for him. I'll say, though, seventh, eighth round, we'll see what happens. Again, I mean, I think he's got top 24 upside on sheer volume. Again, if he has one of those rookie seasons like Marcus Colson, by the way, for the OGs, Marcus Colson was a beast on the Saints for years, right? Mike Evans, of course, 14 touchdowns, 12, 14 touchdowns early on in his career, elite size and strength. He's explosive over the middle, and he's going to go up and he's going to be taller than every cornerback he plays against Drake London. So I like those matchups there. And look, Marcus is not going to have an opportunity to sit back in that pocket and throw darts. That's not the type of quarterback he is. He's going to be scrambling. He's going to be looking down the field, making big plays. Drake London, in my opinion, is that type of guy. Top 24 upside, I will take the upside shot on him. But, Bob, like everything else, it's all about draft day cost. If Drake London is the number one, everyone's hyped. Marcus throws him a nice dime in preseason. All of a sudden, he's like a fourth, fifth round pick or something like that. I don't know if I'd go that rich yet, because I don't trust the Falcons, but I would love him in the sixth plus round. I think he's got great top 24 upside there. And again, volume, volume, volume matters in fantasy football.
Now, listen, I'm not going to compare Kyle Pitts to Delanie Walker, but Delanie Walker's three major seasons with Marcus Mariota, tight end 3, tight end 6, tight end 4. So it almost seems like the talent of Kyle Pitts, Mariota's kind of style, like he likes to, his leading player was a tight end. So, I mean, it makes sense. I might be buying the tight end 3 at pick 430th overall. But as it stands today, I got to get like a bell. I got to get like a bell and then like a, like if we're going to buy or sell the ADP. I'll work on that team, I promise. But just quickly, I'm going to buy Drake London currently at his wide receiver 40 price tag because of the range of outcomes we kind of looked at with Marcus Mariota's pass. So I do like that overall. But that's all we have for today, folks. This is the first of plenty NFL draft recaps. Once again, Drake London to the Falcons, and welcome Sky to the Razzball family. As a reminder, make sure you're following us across the board. You'll see it at the bottom of your screen on TikTok while I'm dancing, doing a bunch of videos. Make sure you're also subscribing to our YouTube channel and also on Instagram. We are posting content everywhere. Make sure you also go to razzball.com and check out the website, because our baseball team is doing amazing work over there, along with football, basketball, and hockey. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco, and I'm joined by my partner, Sky Gawasco. Thanks for joining us again, guys. We are out of here.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.